Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020. Precious metal prices fell near two-month lows Wednesday on profit-taking and a firmer dollar, offering an excellent buy-the-dip opportunity. U.S. stocks extended losses, led by big tech stocks, with the major indexes down between 4 and 6.9% so far in September. And now in the news, gold could hit a record before the year end, aided in part by the risks surrounding the U.S. presidential election, according to Citigroup, reports Bloomberg. Uncertainty over the contest and delays about the outcome may be underappreciated by precious metal markets, analysts said. The bank's forecast implies a surge of more than $200 an ounce for bullion futures from the current levels. Skyrocketing debt, higher borrowing costs, and a hobbled economy are predicted in the latest Congressional Budget Office report, says Reason magazine. Like taking drugs, there's a price to be paid for artificial energy. The short-term boost is followed by a crash of longer duration. According to the CBO, the federal government's recent stimulus spending, intended to offset the economic distress caused by social distancing and mandatory lockdowns, is bound to be followed by an epic crash. The share of Americans eager to try a first-generation coronavirus vaccine dropped significantly in the latest installment of the Axios Ipsos Coronavirus Index. This underscores the risks of politicizing the virus and its treatments. The trend is taking place among both Republicans and Democrats. Americans don't see the vaccine as a silver bullet. Only 9% say they're very likely to take the first-generation vaccine, down from 17% in August. And lastly, the functional ability of older people is nowadays better than it was compared to the people of the same age three decades ago, according to a study conducted at the University of Jyväskylä, Finland. Among men and women between the ages of 75 and 80, muscle strength, walking speed, reaction speed, verbal fluency, reasoning, and working memory are now significantly better than they were in people of the same age in the 1990s. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.